President Trump is dismissing that bombshell New York Times story about his tax returns, which he's resisted making public since before his election. Reporters looked at more than two decades of his returns and found that Trump paid no federal income taxes in 11 out of the 18 years they examined. He paid only $750 the year he moved into the White House. He escaped taxes by declaring losses on many of his businesses, taking questionable tax deductions for personal expenses, and getting a huge tax refund for which he is being audited. He's also deeply in debt, over $400 million in loans coming due in the coming years, owed to who? The Times is promising more revelations ahead, but let's bring in former New York Times tax reporter David K. Johnston, co-founder of the DC Report, who may be saying today, "I told you so." David, you have been sounding an alarm like this. What jumped out at you from this reporting?
Well, on one level, it's great that this and all the recent books that are coming out are confirming what I've been writing for years. But the important issue here is that Donald Trump was in financial trouble before he came into the White House. He's in financial trouble now, and he owes a minimum of $300 million in personally guaranteed loans without the capacity to repay them unless he sells his properties, all of which, because of the coronavirus, would go at fire sale prices. And that it is should be eminently clear now that Donald Trump is a massive serial criminal tax cheat.
Well, look, I got to stop you there because you say criminal. And we're hearing tax experts explain that real estate is notoriously difficult to investigate and that there is a legitimate difference between tax avoidance, which is legal and a lot of Americans try to do it. How can I not pay that tax? And tax evasion, which is illegal. What are you seeing
here? That is absolutely true. And if I didn't know all the things I know about Donald Trump's finances, that's the answer that I would give you because that's the textbook answer. But the Times has documented here that Donald has improperly deducted personal expenses as business expenses. He has made what looks pretty clearly to be a disguised gift to his daughter so that instead of paying about $300,000 of gift tax, he got a tax deduction worth roughly the same amount of money. And keep this in mind, Robin. 4 years ago, I broke the story that Donald Trump has had two civil fraud trials. Tax fraud trial. He lost both of these trials. In the trial, he was shown by his own witness to be a forger. He could have been indicted then for forgery for the tax return that he filed after his own tax lawyer and accountant testified against him in that case. And, of course, the project the Times did 2 years ago, based on records they got from Mary Trump, they didn't beat around the bush. The Times said he had committed tax fraud.
Yeah. Just, David, in the minute or so we have, what else jumps out at you about, for instance, what Donald Trump may owe foreign countries and what that means?
Well, Donald Trump, our disclosure laws have a lot of holes in them. Donald Trump owes Deutsche Bank over $300 million. There's very, very good reason to believe that those loans were actually concealed loans from Russian criminals. The Russian criminal deposits the money with Deutsche Bank. Donald Trump then gets a loan equal to the deposit. That means Donald Trump, if that's the case, is subject to leverage by these criminal elements. And it would help explain why Donald Trump never speaks critically of Vladimir Putin. In fact, he has said he trusts Vladimir Putin, but not American intelligence agencies.
David K. Johnston, the president, of course, is calling this fake news. He says he has paid lots of taxes. I'm wondering if that could be, local or state. This is federal. He's accused of not paying. Many in his circle are saying that it's fake news. What more do you think might come out, just very briefly?
Donald could make all of this go away by simply releasing his Form 1040, just two pages, for every year back to 2000. Why don't you just show us that? And he'll say, "I'm under audit." Well, so what? You filed your tax return. There's no reason. The IRS has said there's no reason not to release your returns. Richard Nixon released his return. And the reason he doesn't want you to see it is people will discover that while he claims to be a billionaire, and I've shown in the past when he made that claim it was false, he really has not paid taxes. He has manipulated the tax system, and he's not who he appears to be. He is certainly not a businessman. Yeah. He is, as I've documented in my books and articles, a cash extractor, not a wealth builder.
David K. Johnston, co-founder of the D.C. Report, author, and also former New York Times investigative and tax reporter. David, thank you.
Thank you.